talking earlier in the week to Nick Young, who's amongst 25 cyclists riding from Bondi to Barossa to raise awareness of dementia. They're still in the Riverina. They're just about to head out. So I thought a good time to touch base and find out how their experience has been. Nick, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sally.
How's the visit to the Riverina been?
Oh, spectacular. Absolutely. One of the highlights of the 9 days will be, and has been so far, our last couple of days riding through the Riverina region.
It's just stunning, isn't it? A beautiful, great big skies. You're riding through countryside that's, you know, it's the food bowl of this part of the world.
Yeah, oh, it is. It is. And you're right. Like, when we're riding through, we've got a bit more time to appreciate the scenery, what's happening around the fields, left and right of us, what's happening ahead. Obviously, we had a lot of time yesterday. We rode from Leeton to Hay. That was 150 kilometres, and that was just purely spectacular to be on the Hay Plains, to see all the irrigation, just to see the vast landscape, and obviously the sky, as you point out, is so high up, like the clouds are just, you can't see clouds, but then out of nowhere there'll be a little shower,
yeah,
but then it'll be sunny again, and I just want to put it out there that our emu count is now up to 25.
Wow. We've
had 25 emus on the trip so far.
That's exciting. And the best part about that, it sounds as though it's been a positive experience and there have been no collisions.
That's right. Yep. No, we've been good. We've got a really good safety crew, a road crew. We've got a lead car and a rear car and everyone's on radio communications. Yesterday we were on the Sturt for a little while in the afternoon and we've got one of our air crew on the radio talking to the truck drivers. And it all seemed to be very positive and safe. So we also wanted to just give a very big shout out to anyone on the road who's seen our group passing. Thanks very much for just slowing down for a couple of minutes, especially to the truck drivers. We know you've got a job to do. We know you're on the hour. And it's very important, obviously, for your work, but we appreciate just a couple of minutes of slowing down and then getting the okay to pass so everyone can get to where they want to go safely.
So let's talk about the people you've been meeting, the conversations you've been having.
Yeah, oh, spectacular. So every time we roll into town, I think yesterday we obviously came into, well, we came into to Hay. We've come into Balrenald last night or yesterday afternoon. As soon as we come into the main street, everyone kind of like stops and looks and goes, what's going on here? And then they start waving. We had to wash our bikes at the little car wash in Leeton, and a few of the locals came around the corner and said, what are you doing? Where are you going? And had a chat and had told us about the couple of the sites to see. Yesterday we went down to the wool shed and had a look around, and we have spent quite a few afternoons visiting the local bakeries, which are a highlight. And I think we're going to start a little competition on vanilla slices because every bakery we've visited has got the best vanilla slice in the state. We're rating our vanilla slices.
This has been an epic journey. You took off, you left from Bondi on Friday the 17th, and today you're heading from Balranald to Mildura. You're putting in some big Ks on this trip.
Yeah, we are. We are. It's going to be 1,450 kilometres in total. When we started to plan for this event, we wanted it to be a big challenge. We needed it to be a big challenge just to try and get a bit of awareness happening and say to people, we are really, you know, busting our guts every day to ride our bikes to raise awareness for dementia. We're averaging around 160 kilometres a day. Yesterday was 150. Today we're at about 165 kilometres through to Mildura. It'll be great to cross into Victoria for a little bit and see the state there. But it is a big journey. They're big days on the road. We're thankfully having some nice weather. It was hot at the start. Yesterday we had a nice breeze at the back of us pushing us along. I think today kind of similar, although I've just heard that there's a bit of rain coming on the tin roof here at our motel. So we'll see what today brings.
So what is it like if you're getting a bit of shower activity on it when you're out cycling? Is that enjoyable or can it be a bit of a pain in the neck?
it was enjoyable yesterday and the day before when it just gave a bit of reprieve on the heat. And look, it's just, if it's raining all day, Yep. And from the start to the finish, it'll just get a little annoying. But also, it gets a little unsafe just because the roads are a bit slippery and things like that. So we're really concentrating. So we're just tired, you know, tired in the head, tired in the body. But look, we're ready for all conditions. We've trained for 6 months for this. We trained in the rain. We trained in the heat. So the guys and girls are ready to keep riding today, because we know deep down when it starts to get a bit more challenging in the legs and we're starting to get a bit more into the journey, which we definitely are now. If we just think about what we're doing and why we're doing it. And look, I'll be thinking about my dad. I've been thinking about my dad since we left Bondi. Mm. He passed away in August from dementia. That's why I'm doing this. And, you know, you draw that strength from your inner goals, and that's what will be pushing me today.
Hard to believe that it'll be Saturday and you'll be at Barossa.
No. Yes, it's gone quickly. Like I mentioned to the team last night at our team briefing that, you know, we've just finished day six, and before we know it, we will be literally rolling into the green hills of the Barossa Valley in Adelaide, you know, in the hills there. And it's amazing that it's a 9-day trip, but it goes so quickly.
And I tell you what, if you're looking for somewhere to celebrate an amazing achievement, you could do a lot worse than the Barossa Valley, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, the Barossa Valley, you know, is a pretty world-renowned area, and it's going to be a lovely location to finish there. We're looking forward to it. We've got a lot of family and friends flying over, a lot of, you know, our partners and kids as well, so it'll be a really nice celebration.